Good morning again. Thank you for being with us in worship today. You know, as we read Jesus' words to his disciples, in today's gospel lesson, when Jesus warns the disciples that the day is coming when not one stone will be left on top of another, and the whole of the temple is going to be torn down, and we might hear that and try to think of it in our own context. It would be sort of like if someone said to you that in Washington, D.C., a great monument was going to be torn down, let's say, the Washington Monument. Not one stone will be left on top of another. The whole of that obelisk is just going to be knocked down to the ground, completely destroyed. We might say, well, that sounds awful. That sounds terrible. That would be a tragedy. But that's not what Jesus is saying, and that's not what the disciples are hearing, because the temple was more than a monument. The temple was actually more than the government itself. It would be like in not so much so saying the Washington Monument is being torn down, but what be probably closer if I said, pointing at Washington, D.C., look at the Capitol building. One day there will not be left in that Capitol building a single senator or a single House of Representatives member. Not one single congressperson will be left alive. And in the Supreme Court, not one single Supreme Court justice will be left. And in the White House, not one single vice president, president, cabinet member, not one single person will be left, and it will all be laid bare. The buildings will be utterly destroyed, and nothing will be left. We might wonder, then, what is the future of our country? We might wonder what's going to become of the leadership that comes from our national government. And we might be rightly frightened. So when Jesus says to his disciples, look at this temple, I tell you, one day soon it will be completely torn to the ground, they were anxious. And it just so happens Jesus was completely correct. The day did come, not but a few decades later, when the Romans tore the temple down to the ground, burnt it completely, and left it absolutely destroyed. What was it the disciples were fearing when Jesus warned them about that? That would be the end of Israel. Without the temple in Jerusalem, why even bother being Israel? Why even bother gathering in one place? And he was right about that too, because after the fall of the temple in Jerusalem, Israel spread out throughout the world. It lost its center. It lost its focus. It lost its temple. Because the temple was where Israel spoke to God, it lost its focus as a nation being in that place. It's kind of a terrifying idea. And, you know, we live in a world where we hear about terrible things happening all around us all the time. It doesn't matter whether it's political factions taking control in one nation or another, supply chain shortages, or just simply global pandemics. We hear about disasters, stories of disasters, impending doom all the time. And if one listens to the news, and I don't necessarily always recommend listening too closely to the news, because frankly, it's a good way to get depressed, you might think that the world around us is on a rapid path to utter and complete destruction. But it's worth noting that this is not new. Jesus, when he's speaking to his disciples, say, you know, you hear the news too. And of course, they didn't have cable TV. They didn't have the internet. They didn't have social networking and social messaging. But they did have rumors. And so Jesus says, you hear rumors. You hear that a war is coming or a war has come somewhere. There's a famine in this one place, a famine in that one place. And you worry to yourselves, what's going to happen to you? How is this going to change, shape, or affect your life? And I tell you, Jesus says, you might even be tempted to think that these things are signs of the end of the world. Because, of course, we human beings, we tend to extrapolate the worst when we hear bad news. Jesus says, I don't want you to be afraid. These things are not signs of the end of the world. These things are, in fact, signs of the beginning of a new world. Because Jesus says these are just the birth pangs for the kingdom that is to come. Jesus recognizes that the disciples are afraid of this uncertain future because we're all afraid of an uncertain future. None of us know what's going to happen tomorrow. None of us know whether we're going to be safe from one day to the next. None of us truly know what's going to happen even within the leadership of our own government at any given point. So much of life is thoroughly out of our hands. And Jesus says to his disciples, this is why I don't want you to worry, because it is out of your hands. Jesus says, if it were left in human hands, any sort of destruction could happen. But then he says, these are just birth pangs for the kingdom of God to come. See, the future is not in human hands. Future's in God's hands. Whatever we face, no matter how bad it is today, no matter how horrible it is that we are going through one thing or another in the time that we live in, God gives us his assurance, his promise that he walks with us through it. And more importantly, that he's walking us to his kingdom. That we who are citizens of the kingdom of God, who truly belong there, not here, will one day be truly there. And while when we die and we leave this world, we will in fact go to be in the kingdom of God, one day God will bring his kingdom to come here on earth itself. We pray that every time we pray the Lord's Prayer. Why? Because we trust that the world that God wants to bring to us is a world that is in his hands wholly and completely. And that all of the uncertainty of this world, all of the fear that we experience being a part of the world that we live in, will be taken away. And that the assurance of God's strength, the assurance of God's consistency, goodness, love, and perfection will bring us a hope that is eternal. And so as we gather together on this Sunday, we remember all of those uncertain things, and we think on this Sunday of our veterans who went through some of the most uncertain times a human being can go through. Serving in the military may mean life or death at any given moment. Those people also had to rely on the promise of God, just like we do. That God's certainty for our future is absolute, that his love for us is complete, and that his plans for us will come to fruition.